Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Food Chain, Inc. of Lexington was recently approved for $12,500 in Fayette County Ag Development Funds to construct an indoor closed-loop aquaponics system to raise tilapia and greens. The group's executive director, Rebecca Self.
Food Chain is a nonprofit established here in Lexington, Kentucky. We are the first of our kind that we know of, particularly in the state, that is looking to innovate and reimagine what the local food economy can look like by doing indoor food processing and production.
The goal is to train interested farmers in the technique and educate consumers about food and this unique system.
And what's great is when you connect those two together, you actually can minimize your resource consumption and make a much more sustainable production method. So in aquaponics, the fish waste that the fish naturally produce actually serves as the nutritional source for the plants. And as the plants take up that waste in the form of nutrition, they filter that water that's then cleaned again to go back to the fish. So it's a recirculating system. It uses about 5% of the water that conventional agriculture would use for both of those products, both of which we intend to be edible.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
Need a better job? Need technical training? Want to go to college but didn't finish high school? You can take free classes to get your GED diploma. Contact your local adult education center or go to knowhowtogokentucky.org. That's knowhowtogokentucky.org. Don't delay. Start today. This message brought to you by Kentucky Adult Education Council on Post-Secondary Education. knowhowtogokentucky.org.
Rebecca Self, Executive Director of Food Chain Incorporated of Lexington, says they already have a small 100-gallon hydroponic system in operation, and they've got a restaurateur committed as a regular buyer. Back on the production side, she says while they do have year-round production, there is the need for artificial lighting.
So we're going to be using what we think is the first time in the state, a pretty high-tech lighting system called induction lights that are close on the energy efficiency spectrum to LED, but have a little bit better light quality for plant production.
She says they've been working closely with Kentucky State University, a regional leader in aquaculture production. When Food Chain Incorporated's larger hydroponic system is online, it'll be a model. She's already had visits and calls from farmers, and she shared some comments from the KSU staff.
And they told us that the number one question they get on a weekly basis at their aquaculture research center is regarding aquaponics and farmers wanting to either get started in it or learn more about it.
She says they hope to have construction started this fall and perhaps be online by next spring. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.